Hello, and welcome back to another section of The Art of Daily Practice. In this first lesson of Section 3, we're going to talk about listening to music, which is something that seems like a very obvious thing that songwriters ought to do, but many of us don't actually make time in our lives to really sit and listen. So that's what this session is about. Music is everywhere, piping through speakers overhead at the supermarket, throbbing from the open windows of passing cars, bouncing away in the backgrounds of commercials, and, if you like, delivered in a constant intravenous stream via your cell phone or your iPod. Now, music and other forms of noise invade almost every corner of our daily lives, so it's not all that surprising that we've developed a talent for tuning it out. As songwriters, though, if we banish music to the background of our lives as a kind of just soundtrack to whatever else we are doing, we actually rob ourselves of a rich source of enjoyment and insight. For a songwriter, listening is one of the most vital inspirations. It's as necessary as a daily vitamin. I suggest that we approach listening the same way as we approach getting cozy with a great book on a rainy day. You get comfortable, you settle in, and you really try to give yourself to the experience. Fiction and poetry are best experienced with your whole attention, and actually, music is the same way. As you're attempting to listen to something, you can safely expect that your mind is going to wander. The key is just to eventually notice when your attention has wandered and draw your focus back to the music. Try to stay with the sounds. Other thoughts, for now, are distractions. Let them pass, and let the music fill in the space where those other thoughts were. If you find your head bobbing or your foot tapping, let that happen. You may find yourself shocked by how often your mind wanders away from what you're listening to. Welcome to the club. Our minds naturally chatter and wander when they're not consciously fixated on one thing. Try to stay alert and to stay focused on the music. Tune into the sensations of the music washing over you. When you've noticed your attention has slipped elsewhere, refocus. You repeatedly just try to bring more and more of yourself to the task of listening until the music fills up your awareness. Now and then, of course, you're going to feel an urge to stand up, to pull out your phone, check email, check texts, watch TV, do chores, or do pretty much any number of other things. The funny thing about listening is that even though it's enjoyable, it is some work, and it's natural to find yourself trying to avoid it a little bit. Just notice these impulses, allow yourself to have those urges, but don't really act on them. They pass soon enough if you just keep pulling your attention back to the music. You may feel tempted to do the musical equivalent of channel surfing, too. You may feel an urge to skip tracks or to switch to a different album before the song you're listening to is finished. Let that pass, too. Hear the piece of music that you start out to the end, just as you set out to do. It's just a few minutes. For any songwriter, listening to great music is a vital source of inspiration and enjoyment. Hearing a great instrumentalist do what she does best can be enough to keep your practice sessions passionate and devoted for a week. Or discovering the work of a certain composer or a performer could mark the beginning of a whole new chapter in your life as an artist. So bear in mind that you'll enjoy none of these benefits unless you clear time and space specifically for listening. So even if it's just for a few minutes each day, turn off the TV, unplug your internet connection, plug in your headphones, close your eyes, and give yourself over to music. This is a simple enough but surprisingly difficult thing to do. With practice, though, you will soon hear every note. That wraps up session 3.1. Thanks for listening.